Robert.
Hello?
Hey, Robert, this is Tyler calling you back from Local Splash. Remember speaking
hey,
with me this morning?
Yep, I remember you. Sorry, I missed you earlier. I was a little busy.
The perks to being a business owner, so definitely understand. were you able to put some more thought into this, Robert? You ready to get this thing going? Or?
I am. I did take a little bit of time to think about it, and I think I want to give it a shot, so... We'll see where it goes.
Well, like I said, it's definitely going to be something that we do make you happy with, Robert. Okay. Now, when we did speak last time, I did already verify the information in regards to your business. Now, keep in mind, though, everything does get sent over to you in writing. So after the transaction is processed with me on the phone, you do get that sent over to you in writing, showing you that $249 came out of your account. And then also...
Okay.
You get everything sent over to you in writing because at the end of the day, it is a business expense, so it's a tax write-off for your company at the end of the year when tax season hits. Okay, so...
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's why we do get you everything sent over to you in writing. But, Robert, in order to get you started and start the programming and everything, what would be the best way to secure the payment? You said you're going to be using a debit card or a credit card?
Yeah, a Visa debit card, yep.
Okay, now, does it read with your name on it and the business name, or... Does it have one or the other?
No, it has both.
Okay, and is there any middle initial on the card, Robert?
Yes, there is, yep.
Okay, and what's the middle initial?
It's M.
M, okay. And the card, normally, they should read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance whenever you're ready.
Okay, it's 4802.
Okay.
9800.
Okay.
2002.
Okay.
4910.
And the expiration month and year?
It's 6/22.
6/22 and the little CVC on the back.
298.
298. Now is that car connected to the address that we discussed, the 38 Bellinger Drive?
Yep.
Okay, and this, I'm sorry, the three-digit code one more time? 896?
The three-digit code on the back?
Yeah.
298.
Oh, 298, excuse me. I don't know where I got 896. Okay, so 298. Alrighty. Now, what I'm going to be doing right now is putting together your package, but I also have to go over a 90-second voice verification. But before I do go over the voice verification, I'm just going to repeat those back to you for accuracy just to make sure. To make sure that I have everything accurate here. So I do have a Visa, since it starts with the 4802-9800-2002-4910, and I have June of 22 and 298.
Yep.
Okay. Now, the card is coded out. It only shows the last four digits, but what I'm going to be going over right now is the 90-second voice verification. If there's a question on here that you want me to rephrase, that way you have a firm understanding of what it asks you, just feel free to stop me, and I'll address that question a different way. But it's pretty self-explanatory.
Okay.
But it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is also an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Yep, it's Robert Cole Tree Services.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the business.
So I am Robert M. Cole, owner.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Alrighty. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility from our company, please be advised you may receive third-party calls from vendors unrelated to Local Splash. But, Robert, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company specifically, Local Splash?
Yes.
Alrighty, thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Alrighty, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, that would be charged today's date, that's December 27, 2021, in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $249. When your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 27th, but in that same discounted amount of $249. That rate will never go up on you. Now, Robert, you may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we would just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so that does conclude the voice verification. I did also, last time we spoke, I sent you over that email giving you the 2 forms of contact. At the very bottom, you're going to notice my phone number that's located with my extension, and then at the very top of the email that I sent over to you, it's going to give you client support's number, okay, with their extension.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay.
And then the, give me one more moment here. I'm just putting together your package. Okay.
Sure.
And then, alrighty, and then as soon as the payment does go through, like I said, I will let you know. You're going to be getting a confirmation email sent over from us to you showing you that $249 came out of your account. While I wait for that authorization, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be going over, I'm going to be setting you up for your client interview. The client interview is when you, the process is when you sit down with our certified technicians. They're here in-house from Google, but they're going to be going over like the keyword content with you, service areas that we're going to be programming you to work in, and also going over a small testimonial in regard to your company, just to make sure we're representing you properly, of course. Now, I can get you in today, Robert. I'm not sure what your schedule looks like, but I do have this afternoon available. Right now, I believe it's around 12 noon, right?
No, it's 1 o'clock.
Oh, it's 1 o'clock. Excuse me. Okay, so if it's 11, 12, 1, I can get you in. How does 4 o'clock this afternoon sound?
Yeah, that sounds good.
That sounds good? Okay, all righty. So let me go ahead and program you into their calendar. They're going to be reaching out to you on the number ending in 4584 as well, just to kind of verify that with you. And then I do want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the Local Splash team. The payment did go through, and what we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. Robert, I'm excited for you. It's definitely going to be a profitable service. Now, I do need you for about another minute or two. I do need to provide you with your username and your password, or your username for the client dashboard that we provide for you. Are you able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line?
Yeah, I can. Yep.
Okay. I do, like I said, I just need you for another minute or two. You should have 2 from me, or 3 from me. One is the client interview, the client support. The other one's a welcome to Local Splash, and the other one's the initial invoice.
Okay. Yeah, just give me 1 second here.
Yes, sir. Take your time.
Okay, so which one am I going to here?
You're going to go to the Local Splash initial invoice.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right, so inside the invoice, you're going to notice that it says, please, about the third or fourth line down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Let's see. I'm not seeing that here at the moment. Can you give me 1 second?
Yeah, I can. Take your time.
Come on. Well. Sorry, my dog is about ready to take off on me.
It's all right.
Well, come here. Now. Come here. Come on. Get over here. Get over here. Come on. Hey, get over here. Okay. Let me get this other one here.
Mm-hmm.
Click here to accept subscription.
Yes, so click on that little link for me, and what that's going to do is take you to a whole different page within itself that shows you the services.
Okay. It's got here. It says open with Google Chrome or Safari.
Oh, no. The other one, it says, did it say, Dear Robert M. Cole, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below this email. And it says, about the third line down, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yeah. Yeah, it says please click here.
Yeah, so click on that little link, and that should take you to a different page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience at the top.
Okay, hold on one second here.
Mm-hmm.
Terms of Experience.
Yeah, Local Splash Terms of Experience. And then below is the services that we include.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now scroll all the way down for me. You see underneath the cancellation and refunds section, you see that little box underneath that that says I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card, and that all the information is complete and accurate. You see that little box right there?
Yeah.
So you would check that box, and what you're going to do is sign Robert M. Cole right below that. And once you confirm it, it's going to do one of two things for you. It's going to, first of all, lock you into that discounted rate of $249 moving forward, and it's also going to take you to a different page after it's confirmed that says Local Splash username and password. So let me know when you get to that page, please.
Yeah, I'm on username and password right now.
Perfect. So the username, that's going to be your phone number that we're speaking on, area code first, 518-224-4584. And the password, that's going to be given to you, created and given to you at the time of the client interview today. Okay, and that's going to be coming to you at 4 o'clock. Okay? And then also, when you disconnect with my agents after the interview is over, it only takes about 30 minutes or so. If you have questions, it could take a little bit longer. That's where we're just going over the voice, they're going over the keyword content with you, service areas that we're going to be programming you to work in, and just a testimonial about your business to make sure that we're representing you properly, of course. Okay, so I did get you all set up on my end, Robert, but I do want to ask here, before my agents give you a call this afternoon, did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime?
I don't think so. I mean, how soon will the website be up?
5 business days. We would have that up and running for you within 5 business days. On the 5th business day, after we get all the information gathered from you after the client interview, then we would send you over an example on the 5th business day. Once we get your approval, we would then attach to the front page of Google and start gaining traction.
Okay.
And then, okay, so those are the time frames that you can expect for the website to be built. Now, Robert, any other questions for me in the meantime, though? Any other questions?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, well, if you happen to think of any or have any, feel free to call in to us. You do have our contact information. I did send that over to you in writing. But other than that, like I said, just wait for that call this afternoon so we can get the rest of this ball rolling for you. Okay, Robert?
Okay.
All right. Well, again, I appreciate your time today, and I wish you continued success and a happy new year.
Thank you. You the same.
All right. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.